Oh, I don't think I'm ready for back-to-back days of this. The best part of the ALDS is we could space the games out. I could have a day in between certain games, outside of games 3 and 4.
You're not ready to talk baseball, talk guards?
No. I'm very ready to talk about it. It's watching the games that has almost killed me 3 times in a row.
Yeah, playoff use a different beast.
Yeah, my wife and kids are finding out. I mean, we're at Richardson's farm. I already told the story. We're at Richardson's farm in Medina on our farm tour, fall tour. Words hard. Me, Nick. You, Jonathan. But
turn into Gronk at the Brady roast there for a second.
I had managed the whole time to not make a scene. And when Lane Thomas hits the grand slam, dude, I was right in front of the place where I could hear the game.
Yeah.
So it wasn't in my ear, but I heard it. And dude, I let some words out, like, and scared everyone within like 50 feet of me.
Is it bad that I'm really calm during a lot of playoff games in general?
Yes.
I ride the same waves that I do in a regular season game. In my head, I'm going bonkers. But like, as like me as a person, I just sit there and I just take it in.
I think I would burst into flames. I really do. And it's weird because I don't do this during football games.
We're on two ends of the spectrum here, aren't we?
We really are. And I don't do this honestly, being in this business and constantly having to think about the different things that you think about a team has taken me out of being a fan for to some degree. Not really with playoff baseball. Regular season, Nick, very calm, never gets too high, never gets too low.
Do you like this feeling or do you not like this feeling? Because I think the feelings I've had during playoff baseball this year in particular have been awesome.
I feel
and
like...
And that's more than just Guardians games, by the way. Like, playoff baseball has been pretty great this year.
No, it's been amazing, but I've never been close to teetering into a mental breakdown.
You're too much on edge.
Yeah,
This is like, you're basically every day you're just Adam Sandler in Uncut Gems.
Yeah, and do you know why?
You don't want to be Adam Sandler in Uncut Gems, by the way.
The road's here. The Yankees are a really good team. I'm not going to tell you that the Guardians should be the favorite in this. The Yankees are a really good team. The margins in this? Yeah, exactly. This is a winnable series.
Very winnable.
And every series that you're going to go into a World Series with, hypothetically, very winnable. And so whereas like in 2022, we were still so, it was new money, right? Found money, as it were. That, yeah, we thought we could win.
Was it Nouveau Rich?
Yeah, Nouveau Rich.
Nouveau? I always get that one wrong. Nouveau Riche?
Nouveau Riche, yes.
I hate that term.
I know that from Mad Men.
I hate that term now.
That's where I learned that. Well, Don Draper.
We're going to missay every part of that phrase. Okay. Yep.
It's people who say niche instead of niche. What are we doing here?
I think I said niche like 20 minutes ago.
You know why? Because let's say it that way.
Why not?
But I do think, like, I look at this and it's like, this might be your best chance to win a World Series within the last 78 years.
Yeah.
And that's going with Guardians or previous Indians teams who were loaded. But the path was so much harder than what you have here because even the good teams are injured as hell, as you made the point with the Dodgers earlier.
Right. I hate to get ahead of ourselves here, but if you win a coin flip of a series and then you are the favorite against the Dodgers, no questions asked, they're injured. And then against the Mets are a crazy flawed baseball team. You are so much better than the Mets.
I think the Mets are getting swept.
They might. They are a very flawed baseball team. Like we dreamed of the idea of Lindor against the Guardians again and how cool that would be. And then what does Donovan Mitchell do? Does he wear a Mets hat? Does he wear a Guardians hat? Who cares? It's not going to happen. But if it did happen, you'd have a massive advantage.
The funny thing is, I still am afraid of any matchup because that's what the playoffs does to you. But for you, I've said the 5 hitters and the 5-inning rule. I think starters are going to have to go 5 innings like at least 3 times in this series, if not 4 times. And by the way, you still might not win all those games if they go 5 innings. And then I think 5 of your 9 hitters on any given night, doesn't matter who they are, 5 guys got to show up for you to have a chance to keep pace with that lineup. And you need to do that in 4 of 7 games.
Yeah.
So I really got Steiner math there. But those are my 2 rules, 5 hitters and 5 innings. For you, what does this series come down to?
It's got to be the homers. I'm not saying you got to outslug the Yankees, but you got to be able to keep up pace with the Yankees. That's what it is for me. I need Naylor to be Josh Naylor. I need the heart of the lineup to have a threat of hitting the home runs. Like, eat your Cheerios. Max out your dinners, whatever you got to do to like beef up and be able to make sure the warning track isn't what held you back. take advantage. You got a short right field porch.
And so can I just say, I think, because I love that you brought up Naylor with the short right field porch. I also think when you get a chance to have Hosey as a lefty, I think this is crucial for
him. I mean, there's a reason why in the All-Star game for the home run derby, he chose to hit from the left side. He's got a bunch of power from the left side, as we know. Like, take advantage of this stuff.
And I just think...
More home runs were hit this season at Yankee Stadium than any other ballpark. It's there for you.
If this comes down to who hits more home runs, you were up a creek without a paddle.
No, I just need you to hang, though.
Well, yes, but
it's not hitting more, it's just hang.
So what I think is important is, I think you're better when you are a mix of home runs, and we're going to go ahead and play the little things.
Well, it's understanding, and each player's got to understand their role, yes. Right? Jonkenzie Noel, I want you to swing for the fences, I do. Yep. Stephen Kwan, there's a reason why Stephen Kwan is a player out of 1985. It's because he doesn't swing for the fences often. It's because he does play station-to-station baseball, and he is able to... I mean, one advantage you're going to have is on the base paths by a big margin.
Yeah.
I think we stole more than 60 bases than the Yankees during the regular season. Like, they get on base, they don't steal bases. Like, it's understanding who you are as a team.
Well, they are, we're going to outslug you. So you have to match that. Whatever the difference is in slugging... You have to match that up by making sure, and I thought they did a great job. We've mentioned the David Fry home run. We probably should mention the David Fry squeeze. In game five, there were several moments where situationally, you just played better baseball than they did. That is the equalizer here. Like, if you can do both things, we're going to hit home runs when the fastball's there, or if we're sitting change up, okay, that's crucial. But if you do the little stuff, and that is that, I honestly think that balance is where the Guardians are their most lethal, where at any given moment it can be a 3-run home run or a 2-run double.
Yeah, I just think it's understanding who you are, though, each individual player.
Yeah.
That is. So, well, I mean.
And honestly.
That's why I didn't get mad at Naylor for like swinging for the fences. That's what Josh Naylor does.
Which Naylor?
Yeah, I had to say Josh for a reason. Bo's got to know he does things a little bit differently. Man, was I wrong on Bo Naylor offensively?
It's 1 year.
I was so wrong on him.
I think he can get it back. I don't know why it went bad this year.
I was the idiot before the season being like, oh, he's going to be a top 10 catcher in the game.
If he had just, let's be honest, if he had hit 25 home runs this year, we'd feel totally different about him.
He slugged nearly 500 last year.
216.
That's the weird thing.
216-474-0092. Want to hear your guys' thoughts. What is the path to a Guardians World Series berth here over the Yankees? Peter in Perrysburg. Buddy, you've been waiting. We appreciate you. What you got for us?
Nicky Dubs, what up? I love the Nick talk. Keep it up.
Yeah.
Nick talk.
I promise I did not pay Peter to say that, but Nick talk.
No, Nicky Dubs messaged me earlier today on Nick talk. I appreciate it.
Look at that.
No, my biggest concern, or at least my biggest focus, is staying patient at the plate. If you guys remember from the 2017 and the 2022 ALDSs, once we had two games in the bag, we were just freewheeling, and we couldn't hit any breaking balls off the plate or low, and we couldn't get anything going. We couldn't even, like, it's not that we couldn't get everything going with people on base. We couldn't get anything going. And I think you saw that in this ALDS in games 4 and 5, we started to be more patient. We started to take our chances on stuff closer to the zone, and we saw the results. So I think a really big focus for us is not getting too much into our own heads, stay patient, play baseball the way we know how to play baseball, and just confound them. Confound them, confound their fan base, confound the media, because guess what? This season is a success, no matter what happens. I want us to go to the World Series and win it all, but this season is a success. We went from 76 wins to 92 wins. We went from a rookie skipper to the guy that's going to win manager of the year. We went from not having two starters to being in the ALCS. So we just got to play baseball our way, stay patient, and just ruin the Yankees' season.
Peter, we appreciate you, brother. Thank you for the playlist
Thank
there.
You,
good
Nicky
man.
Nicky Dubs.
Look at that. He gets the bit.
Nicky Dubs, Nick Talk.
Between
it's a man
Peter,
that understands your bits.
Between Peter and Thomas, I think we might figure out the A1 fans here. I do think, like,
he just bypasses it.
I do think, I think there's a really interesting case to be made about the lack of aggression from Yankees hitters. They're patient, and how this is a series where your own patience is going to be a key to you. Like, you almost, that's the one part of the Yankees thing that you do have to emulate, is they're so patient. I think you're going to have to be a little more patient than you certainly were for probably two of the three first games of that ALDS.
I'm confused. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think the Yankees take as many pitches as you can. I think the Guardians want to be aggressive. You can't be over-aggressive because when their lineup is too aggressive, 1 through 9 is sure. When we do the thing that we were talking about earlier.
Well, what we talked about earlier, though, it's a blueprint for the Yankees for a reason, right? Like, their three top guys are Soto, Stanton, and Judge are way different than the rest of that lineup, Nick.
So we are going to play something coming back. We haven't gotten to it yet, but we're going to listen to a couple Yankees say how easy this whole thing's going to be for the Yankees and probably get pissed about it next on 92.3 The Fan.